if any of us have been in a choir at any point in our lives, we've probably sung at least portions of the Messiah. This weekend, they're doing their annual Messiah sing-along at Roswell United Methodist Church. This is led by the Michael O'Neill Singers, and they do this every year. People gathering from all over to sing the Messiah, the Christmas portion of the Messiah, of course, because there's much more to it. Many people only know that portion of it. And it's really this great community feeling when you're singing along with this huge audience of people. And they're doing it this Sunday, and it's at Roswell United Methodist Church. And that starts at 7 o'clock, and you can bring your own score if you like.
I was about to ask if this is a, what would that be, BYOS,
that's
bring
right.
your own score event.
Yeah, you can bring your own score, but of course they will have them available for purchase there as well. So you can get it there, and then you'll have it forever, and you can bring it back next year. So, you know, you could start a new tradition if you haven't done this before. And in addition, the tickets for the performance and the experience is $10.
Earlier this month, Shane, ABC TV continued the holiday television tradition, A Charlie Brown Christmas. The animated special first aired on CBS back in 1965, but did you know by chance that the show almost didn't make it to the air, partly because CBS hated the jazz score that Vincent Guaraldi wrote for it?
Yeah, and that's just an amazing thing to me, because that score has become such an indelible part of Christmas. And the album is something that many people have in their collection and pull out every year. But you can also go and hear it live. A couple of local musicians, Jeffrey Bootzer and T.T. Mahoney, they get together every year and they perform the entire score. And they'll be doing it again this year on Friday and Saturday at the Earl in East Atlanta. There are other performers as well who will be doing Christmas music and other things related to the holidays. So, I mean, it's a whole big performance in addition to the score for A Charlie Brown Christmas. So it's a real holiday treat. And the tickets are $12 on the day of the show, but if you get them in advance, it's $10.
Shane, when I was a kid growing up in Oneonta, Alabama, we had one subdivision called Eastwood, where every year there was a big Christmas light competition. I thought that was the biggest deal there was, to go see the lights in Eastwood. But had I had even a glimpse of some of the light shows around Metro Atlanta then, Eastwood, where's that?
Yeah.
It would have been in my head.
It's amazing how they seem to be growing and proliferating.
Yeah.
We seem to have more and more of them every year. There's the Gift of Lights, which is down in Hampton at the Atlanta Motor Speedway. Lights of Life, of course, up at Life University in Cobb. They now have the Global Winter Wonderland down at Turner Field.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, so that's a new one this year.
Yeah.
Even if you want to go out of town for a little bit, there's Callaway Gardens down in Pine Mountain. So that's, you know, like a little
day trip
sort
yeah.
of thing. But yeah, these are a great thing to do because they're open almost every night, even Christmas, many of them. And you want to check on that before you head out. But this is a really terrific way to spend the holidays.
Even though we may not think or even know about it, many of our modern-day Christmas traditions, Shane, are rooted in Celtic history, dating back some 1,500 years. Mistletoe, even candles in the window.
Yeah, that's right. And a great way to celebrate that is with Celtic Christmas, another annual event that some of the folks from the Celtic Company here in Atlanta do, bringing together a lot of different artists. And they also bring in some of the Appalachian traditions to this, as well as the Celtic stuff from Ireland and Scotland. Because, of course, the Appalachian traditions were very heavily influenced by those Celtic traditions. All these different artists will be bringing that Celtic feel to all of the great Christmas music that we know and love. And you'll probably hear some Christmas music that you may never have heard before. And they're going to be doing this at a really nice venue as well. It's at the Rialto Center downtown. which is a terrific place to listen to music. And they'll be doing it on Saturday and on Sunday. And actually, the Sunday performance is sort of a family performance, so children are going to be getting in for half price. So it's a little bit better of a deal because the tickets can be a little high, but they start at about $17.50.